Today, U.S.-led forces continue to prepare for the Battle of Baghdad, fighting and bombing the Republican Guard, which is charged with defending the capital. The Pentagon says there is no pause in military operations and dismisses rumors of any ceasefire negotiations. Meanwhile, efforts to win Iraqi popular support for the campaign have been complicated by deadly incidents at U.S. checkpoints, which have taken the lives of 8 Iraqi civilians in the last 24 hours. And there are also lingering questions about whether Saddam Hussein is still alive. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Ann Garrels. And we were told to expect a televised speech from Saddam Hussein earlier today, but instead there was an appearance by Iraq's information minister who read a statement from the president. What did he say?
The message was cast in almost exclusively religious terms. Saddam Hussein, through the information minister, told Iraqi people to hit the aggressors who are damned by God. He said, "You are victorious and they are defeated." He called the war an aggression against Islam, the homes of Islam, and said that jihad or holy war is a duty for all Iraqis.
And the fact that the information minister read this speech, I guess, leaves the open question, where's Saddam?
Absolutely. Some Iraqis say that it's quite common for him to put messages through officials on the air and not appear personally. However, it is extraordinary, given the crisis, that he's only spoken to the public twice, and those appearances were in the first week. Since then, he's only been shown on a couple of occasions in silent footage, and it's impossible to know when that video was shot. And curiously, officials who have been briefing Arab and Western reporters have not been mentioning Saddam Hussein by name of late. At most, they talk about the leadership. Even when we've given them ample opportunity to talk about Saddam, which in the past they would have grabbed at, they sort of skipped on to other things. There's been a shift in rhetoric away from talking about Saddam personally to defending Iraq, the dignity of the people, and the destiny of the Arab world. Now, does that mean Saddam is dead, missing, injured? We don't know.
Well, since we're hearing from Iraqi officials instead of Saddam Hussein himself, what are they saying about the progress of the war?
We had a briefing with the vice president, and there was a constant sound of bombing in the background, but he insisted the U.S. had been able to make no progress in its march to Baghdad, and that Iraq had foiled the U.S. and British war plans.
And when the information minister takes to the airwaves and talks about this campaign in terms of a racist war, do you get the sense that they're speaking not just to the Iraqi people, but perhaps their neighbors in the Arab world?
Absolutely. The religious themes of the address tonight are clearly aimed at a wider Arab and Muslim public. Earlier today, officials said there are now 6,000 Arab volunteers who've arrived in Iraq. That's 2,000 more than the figures provided yesterday. And it's said that more than half of them are ready to be suicide fighters. The vice president said they're being organized and that the U.S. is going to see the results before long. He urged more Arab volunteers to come to Iraq to fight. Officials say they expect tens of thousands to heed the call. Meanwhile, I have to say officials are clearly disappointed with Arab governments, if not the publics, because they're either directly or indirectly helping the U.S.
Thank you so much, Anne.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ann Garrels reporting from Baghdad.